I was dreaming of food. Crisp baguettes, the flesh of the bread, the virginal white, still steaming from the oven. And ripe cheese, its borders creeping towards the edge of the plate. Grapes and plums stacked high in bowls, dusky and fragrant, their scent filling the air. I was about to reach out and take one, when my sister stopped me. "Get off," I murmured. "I'm hungry." "Sophie, wake up!" I could taste that cheese. I was going to have a mouthful of reblochon, smear it on a hunk of that warm bread, then pop a grape into my mouth. I could already taste the intense sweetness, smell the rich aroma. But there it was, my sister's hand on my wrist stopping me. The plates were disappearing, the scents fading. I reached out to them, but they began to pop, like soap bubbles.
"Sophie!"
"What?"
"They have Aurelio!"
I turned onto my side and blinked. My sister was wearing a cotton bonnet, as I was, to keep warm. Her face, even in the feeble light of her candle, was leached of color, her eyes wide with shock.
"They have Aurelio! Downstairs!"
My mind began to clear. From below us came the sound of men shouting, their voices bouncing off the stone courtyard, the hens squawking in their coop. In the thick dark, the air vibrated with some terrible purpose. I sat upright in bed, dragging my gown around me, struggling to light the candle on my bedside table. I stumbled past her to the window and stared down into the courtyard at the soldiers, illuminated by the headlights of their vehicle, and my younger brother, his arms around his head, trying to avoid the rifle butts that landed blows on him. "What's happening?"
"They know about the pig."
"What?"
"Monsieur Swell must have informed on us. I heard them shouting from my room. They say they'll take Aurelio if he doesn't tell them where it is."
"He will say nothing," I said. We flinched as we heard our brother cry out. I hardly recognized my sister then. She looked 20 years older than her 24 years. I knew her fear was mirrored in my own face. This was what we had dreaded.
"They have a commandant with them. If they find it..."
Hélène whispered, her voice cracking with panic.
"They'll arrest us all! You know what took place in Arras. They'll make an example of us. What will happen to the children?"
My mind raced. Fear that my brother might speak out, making me stupid. I wrapped a shawl around my shoulders and tiptoed to the window, peering out at the courtyard. The presence of a commandant suggested these were not just drunken soldiers, looking to take out their frustrations with a few threats and knocks. We were in trouble.
"They will find it, Sophie. It will take some minutes, and then..."
Hélène's voice rose, lifted by panic. My thoughts turned black. I closed my eyes. And then I opened them. "Go downstairs," I said. "Plead ignorance. Ask him what Aurelion has done wrong. Talk to him. Distract him. Just give me some time before they come into the house."
"What are you going to do?"
I gripped my sister's arm. "Go. But tell them nothing, you understand? Deny everything." My sister hesitated, then ran towards the corridor, her nightgown billowing behind her. I'm not sure I had ever felt as alone as I did in those few seconds. Fear gripping my throat, and the weight of my family's fate upon me.